Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lisa Jansen is an uncontested candidate running in the September 12th school board election and is filling the seat in the Pella Community School District being vacated by Michelle Van Monen when her term expires. Jansen discusses why she wants to become a part of the Pella School Board. And we're here with Lisa Jansen. You're running for the upcoming board seat that's open in the Eastern District on the September 12th ballot. First of all, why did you decide to put your name on the ballot to be a part of the school board?
Well, actually, I had never really thought about the school board because I just felt that it was a high-functioning, effective group of people, and they did a great job. I just depended on them. And then I was approached by a couple board members that there was going to be a seat opening and if I would be interested. And so I really had to take some time, step back and think about whether that was a way I wanted to spend my time and to really see what their functions were. So after some time and conversations, I decided that I would, and I keep saying, quote unquote, run for the school board. Since it is unopposed, it kind of took the political part out of that. So that was a helpful issue for me to get that removed. But yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity to join that team.
People on our radio station may hear the last name Jansen and have a lot of good memories and positive memories about Pella football and other athletic activities that have gone on because your family's been heavily involved in the Pella School District. What is your background with the community schools?
So we moved here 13 years ago, and our kids, Garrett was in second grade when we moved here. Elizabeth was in kindergarten. Our Joe was two. So they have pretty much grown up in the Pella School District. So yeah, we've just really enjoyed being a part of that. We came from Waukee, which is a very strong school district as well. But it was growing tremendously, especially when Garrett was in kindergarten and first grade. 500 or more kids would be joining the class in a year. So we weren't sure that that was what we wanted for our kids. And so then that's when we started looking at moving outside of Waukee, and in our circle just got bigger and bigger outside of Waukee and encompassed Pella, and that's how we decided to come here.
And what are your impressions as someone who's running for the board? What are your impressions about the Pella School District?
Well, it's been amazing. Just the opportunities that the kids have, whether it be college level courses, students coming over from Central to work and help with your kids, try out new things with your kids. The level of teachers that we have here is awesome. You know, athletics, music, it just, you know, the list goes on and on. So just very impressed.
What are the things personally you're hoping to bring to the school board that may be something different or maybe a unique aspect that they haven't seen recently?
Well, I haven't worked with this team specifically, but some of the things that I think about myself when I work on a team, I've been on other boards, is that I like to try to think outside the box. You know, what if we did it this way? You know, we've been doing it this way. What if, you know, we kind of did a 180 or, you know, looked at some things in a different way? You know, I feel like we're at such a high level already that, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But let's look at those ways that we can improve and see what we can do to make Pella Schools even better.
If you are elected on September 12th, which barring a writing campaign, you will be, what are the things as a board that you hope are big goals or things that you've given some thought to now that you are kind of in this process?
I'm not sure that I have big goals, that's the thing that I'm going for. I'm not going in to go to try to change the world, but I want to work together with that team of board members just to uphold the level, do what's best for our kids, do what's best for the students and for the staff of Pella Community School District. I just think it's an honor to give back to your community. It's valuable work, and so yeah, together with the rest of the board members, hopefully we can just uphold that level of excellence that the Pella School District has already achieved.
Once again, that was uncontested Pella School Board candidate Lisa Jansen. Tune in tomorrow to hear from incumbent President Joan Corbin, and on Thursday from uncontested incumbent Greg Gustafson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.